The Twins looking to extend their season-best winning streak to 6 games, taking on the Tigers. 1-0 Detroit in the fourth. 2 men on for Eddie Rosario facing Anibal Sanchez.
Straightaway second. The first pitch in the air, left field, fairly deep. Upton drifting back. He's at the wall. He's looking up, and it's gone for Eddie Rosario. Into the bullpen for a 3-run homer. And the Twins lead 3-1. Cabrera hits this ball a ton in the air to center field. Buxton spun around, racing, diving, and he made the catch. He made a spectacular, lunging, tumbling, driving catch in center field. There goes Dozier again. A fastball hit well into right field. Romine chasing back into the gap, looking up, and it's gone. It's into the seats for a home run.
Castro stays, and the 1-2 pitch, line to right, down the line, slicing, landing, fair! Inside the line and off the sidewall, stays in play. Castro rounding third, he will score. Dozier to third base, he is in, standing a triple. Castro scores from first, Dozier knocks him in, he is at third base, still one out, as the Twins now lead 6-3. Castellanos at second, McCann at first, one out. And the 2-2 pitch, a line drive to right, Kepler back, Max still there, leaping up and makes the play, up against the wall, and gets it back in. Castellanos trying for third to throw the tag, got him at third base! Castellanos with a gaff at third.
The Twins extend their season-best winning streak to 6 games as they win at 9-4. The offense does the job. Eddie Rosario and Max Kepler each with 3 hits and 3 RBIs. Brian Dozier, 2 hits and 3 runs scored. The Tigers have now lost 6 of 7. The Twins extend their season-best winning streak to 6 games. Manager Paul Molitor spoke after.
It's kind of strange. I looked up there at the end. We had, I don't know, 14, however many hits we had. We had like 3 or 4 left on base. And the math didn't really add up, but, you know, a lot of good at-bats, a lot of guys had good nights, but the defense was big. You know, Buck got turned around on that ball, and the spin kind of brought it back to his other shoulder, and somehow he made the adjustment, which was phenomenal. And, you know, the ball Hicks hit out to right, it just kept carrying, you know, and somehow kept tracked it down and made it play, even with the wall creeping up on him. So that was huge. I mean, that was the game still in balance. It wasn't a comfortable game by any means. It was just... a lot of stressful innings, trying to find a way through it. Gibby battled himself a little bit more, I think, tonight than we've seen his last couple of starts. But we picked him up. Press did his job, and Raj had a little trouble. We got through that, and Hildy. You know, it was just one of those games. It didn't feel good, but we came away with the win, so that's a good sign.
When you saw Buxton's catch live, was it as impressive as the replay?
Yeah, it's we watch him every day, so we have that privilege. He had a couple last week that won't probably show up because he didn't finish the catches, but they were just as spectacular in my mind. But it's just one of those things you can't – it's really hard for me to place value on just how much he's contributed to our team, even with a year where he's trying to grow offensively. It just brings a presence to our club when we get out on the defensive side that's – we just can't match it with any other kind of personnel out there.
Byron Buxton with a tremendous catch in center field. He talked about it after.
Like you said, first instinct was for me to pause and read the ball. And, you know, I could tell that he hit it pretty good. So I had to put them jets on and, you know, go out there and make a play to back our team up.
Hey, Byron, this is a bigger center field than most, 420 feet to a straightaway center field. I would imagine as a speedy center fielder, you like playing here.
Most definitely. You know, a lot more room to run around and make those diving plays and have a little bit more fun.
I know you've been swinging the bat a lot better the last couple games, 16 games and hitting over 300. I mean, what are some of the things that you're tinkering with?
Just trying to let the ball travel and hit the ball the other way, especially knowing I just came back off the DL. I don't want to get out there and start trying to pull the ball. Let the ball come to me and let it travel and let it do what it do.
Up next, the series against the Tigers continues Saturday. Jose Berríos on the hill.